Hello once again, everyone. Today's Yod calendar date is Yod 12-5-5 Yod. It's December the 28th, 2021. Well, I haven't done a podcast in quite a while, but there's some things on my heart as I get ready to enter this new Gregorian calendar year. And last week was celebrating with so many concerning Christmas, but also the 12 letters that Yahweh has given us that were hidden, six ascending, six descending, and even their names and how even to draw them out, and also concerning what they mean and how to move forward and their importance of reaching into the place called Koshek. Those that may be new to the podcast, I haven't spoken in some time. I was trying to do a podcast concerning representing the Yod calendar dates, and I had some technical difficulties and then got out of the sink of it and didn't do it. But I am actually recording this outside. We have a beautiful weather here in Laurel, Alabama. It is in the upper 70s, beautiful weather here, unusual this time of the year. But I'm sitting out in front of a little building. It's my little, it's actually a little shed, a little storage shed, but I'm making it into my little getaway place, my secret place, my hiding place that Dr. O recently just told me that I needed to find a place to be able to really just hide in him. And I know that I've got a nice home, and we've had guests. It's been great. And had some family living with us. It's been great. But not really a place I can say is my hiding place. Even in our offices, we have great offices, and even places I could do that. A lot of activity, and my mind's on the activity. So I have dedicated to find me a place, and I have. And I know many of you have sent me the cedar wood. I'm going to be using the cedar wood in this little shed and using it on the walls, and to find that place, to dedicate myself this year, this Gregorian calendar year, to be dedicated to hear the sounds, make the sounds of Yahweh. He's given us more and more of his secrets, more and more of his paths and things he wants us to be able to understand for Kaye Olam and many other treasures that awaits us. I want to dedicate myself to do those things. Having a great day today, just with grandbabies that are spending time with us, and it's wonderful. They're what, riding a bike. But I'm sitting out in front of this little building, and it's calling for me. And some of you have even helped me toward this, and I didn't ask for it, but some have helped me. I really appreciate it. But I'm going to be putting the cedar wood in around the walls inside and climatizing it and getting it set up for my table, different things I'll be doing concerning drawing and writing, painting even. That's not, has not been my thing, but I'm drawn to paint. And so as we engage, my word about this is to encourage us all to set aside that place, set aside a position. You may be in a situation where you can't. Well, I've not been able to either for a long time, but I'm dedicating a storage room into a place. And you may have another situation, but just find that place in him that we'll be able to engage with him, engage our hearts with him, to make the sounds of the Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, like I did this year, the 35 days. So we've engaged the different areas and arenas of the stock markets, and all that's going on in the world, and all that has happened in the past 2 years have been absolutely amazing, bizarre, difficult, but yet revealing. So let our hearts be revealed toward him and him toward us as we engage these sounds. Prepare your place, your hiding place, your secret place that's dedicated for you, you know, and let it be that place where you get in there and you make a sound. You don't have to be entertained. You don't have to entertain anybody. And you make these sounds to align the sounds of the Spirit of what Yahweh's called us to for these amazing days. So that's my podcast for today. Just prepare yourself, prepare ourselves for this secret place as we hear and know how to engage the deepness of Yahweh. The deepness is what's coming upon us in a great way concerning 2022, the year of a Tav. And I know a lot of people are getting that. The Resh and the Tav, and going with that and engaging with that, what Yahweh's called us to be able to do and to leverage. I am confident this is a year of the right kind of glorious change that we all have been preparing ourselves and aligning ourselves to. I've had people comment recently. I've got an airplane flying overhead here. And I when I did one of the podcasts where I was actually frying the sausage, cooking the sausage out on a little skillet, we had a problem with our inside of our deal here in our house with our gas, and I didn't realize it was coming through my podcast, but I may have to do some of that. I've had more comments on that one podcast of me frying up the sausage than any. Marius wanted some, so I had to send him some, and I've had the pleasure of sending him some. So I'm rambling a little bit, but it's part of our lives of being part of each other, and thank you for joining with me on my podcast this day. Blessings over your day. Shalom.